On the show today, we have Kasasi's very own Keith Brennan talking about take back banking, why Bank of America's recent fee hike is bad for communities, consumers, and the economy. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Keith Brennan from Kasasa. How are you, Keith?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thanks for joining us on our show today. And we are talking about a campaign you guys are running called Take Back Banking. And it's all based on why Bank of America's recent fee hike is bad for communities, consumers, and the economy. So what reasons, what's going on here? Why have some of these stunts kind of prompted such a campaign like this?
So the mission of our company has historically been to help the little guys win the war against large banking institutions. So it's a story that we've championed for a long time. And then sort of out of the blue, I think that everyone kind of forgot some of the things that happened with the financial crisis, the meltdown that we had. And then it's like that stuff, not only is that okay, but the additional abuses are also okay. I mean, if you just look down the list of mm-hmm. things going on at major financial institutions today that, you know, should deserve more scrutiny, if not from regulators, at least from the consumers who keep their money there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mismanagement. It's illegally and inappropriately opened accounts. It's fees placed on people that are the least feeable people. Mm-hmm.
Feeable. I like that.
In our economy, right? I mean, if you're going to fee someone, right, you should at least be consumer friendly about it. Maybe try and give fees to the people who have the money to give you back. Instead of that, the fees are kind of rendered against people who are often able to maintain the lowest balances mm-hmm. that they have because they feel like, oh, that person doesn't give me enough money.
Right.
And so you need to give me some more money, which is kind of the opposite of a trust-based banking system that is actually what the U.S. banking system is intended to provide, right?
Mm-hmm. I've always thought of that. It's like, what? It seems kind of backwards.
Fair transactions and equal trade between people, all driven through one trust-based component so that everyone knows, hey, if I say I have money, and mm-hmm. the bank gets paid either through lending that money out or some type of fee structure in order to be able to economically tell everyone, yes, that person does have the funds that they said they did.
Exactly.
They can complete this transaction. Everybody on both ends are safe. And somehow that has turned into a fee-structured business that is really about the pricing. I thought it was egregious that the reaction from Wall Street was so positive about the fees coming out. I hate to see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So what does this mean? What does it mean, take back banking? What do you guys want to accomplish here?
So for us as an institution, like, we serve community banks and credit unions exclusively, and so these are the institutions who lend the lion's share of money to local businesses. It helps all local movements. So that what we're saying is, for consumers, you can actually get better product at a community institution. Mm-hmm. You can actually get the products that you need at a community institution, whether it's a credit union or a community bank. And from our perspective, we build great product and we distribute only through those locations because we think that consumers should go there to get it.
Agreed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, the great thing is that when you do, like, those institutions tend to do really amazing things for their communities. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure that happens in other environments. And so, you know, without pointing the finger too hard, we would rather everybody just vote with their feet a little bit, go down the street. You know, open up an account at a credit union or at a community bank, and I think that everyone would feel pretty good about that.
Indeed, indeed. So how do consumer-friendly policies of community banks and credit unions compare in stark contrast to those of bigger banks out there, the big guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you were to make that, the absolute first thing would be, where do the decisions get made? Like, we as a company even draw our lines about who we want to do business with and don't based on where the decisions are made. And we try really hard not to let someone who's not in the local community or invested in that local community be the decision maker, right? If you're going to make lending decisions about a community and you're going to make decisions that impact the community's lives, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to make that from New York for Paducah, Kentucky. Right, it just is. Yeah, there is a fair amount of local knowledge. There is a fair amount of, hey, this person's been successful and can at least cover the debt that they're saying that they're going to cover. Or you're just making good financial decisions to invest in the community in the area that you serve. And, mm-hmm. and I, for us, like, we make decisions for who we want to do business with that way too. It doesn't have to be someone that's just got, you know, 4 or 10 or 20 branches. You can be in multiple states and distribute Kasasa products, but it's really, really important that those decisions get made as much as possible at a local level, because that's where the wheels kind of come off. As soon as it just becomes a name on a spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
or a number on a spreadsheet, some of the community banking services approach tends to lose out. So that's number one, where decisions get made are super important. And then the second thing that I would say is, there's just a different tone and tenor to how people deal with serving the customer, right? There's a great story. When we first started Kasasa, we had a group of people that was in one of our institutions, and they were going to see the COO of this business. And the person they were going to see is habitually on time, and yet they were like 35 minutes late for this meeting.
Yep.
And when the group comes in, the person's sitting in their office, and there is a lady leaving, right? And she's, and they said, "Well, hey, just out of curiosity, what's up? Why were you 35 minutes late?" He said, "This lady comes in every week, and she needs someone to help her with her receipts. She has a tough time with her account. She's been a member here or an account holder here for years and years, and she's just reached a point in her life where she can't do it herself, and she doesn't have anybody else, so she brings in some stuff, wow. and we just make sure." Now, I'm not saying that every institution has to work that way, but the philosophy of saying,
I get it.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be okay with us because she's a member of the community. And because that person is a member of the community, we're going to try and serve them to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that it's a wonderful life philosophy type thing that we see every holiday season. So, yeah. So I love that. I love stories like that. And there's a good reason behind why they're late. So should we as an industry be holding these large banks to – should we be holding them to a higher standard since they are so big? Or what should we be doing here?
I mean, candidly, I just think we should hold them to the same standard.
Sure.
We have 550 Kasasa institutions, so the auditors are in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear about how their audits go, right? Because they distribute our products, so we know. I guarantee you if they opened up inappropriate accounts, it would not go well for that institution, right? And the extent of it going poorly or going well would – the fines are so impactful to these mm-hmm. small institutions that they simply don't have the money to break the rules, right? They are literally by the book as much as they can,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it should be. The larger institutions, when they have a violation or something like that, I think they get to write it off a little bit.
Sure.
They just have to
get right.
They literally do. Like, yeah. They just have the cash flow to keep going.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think it's their fault necessarily that they happen to have deeper pockets. I'm not convicting them for that. But I do think that a higher standard is probably warranted when you have, what, maybe 10 institutions that have 75% market share.
Mm-hmm. That's a large number, sir. So with the blatant disregard for consumer well-being that these mega banks seem to have, You know, pushing consumers into the arms of local. How do we, push local consumers into the arms of local financial institutions? How do we do that?
So there's two things. The very first one is consumers have definitely changed how they shop, especially for banking. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is a product first consumer shopping experience. At one time, they would always go for a brand or who they drove past. Now, the Google drives you to enter keywords and you come up with a product specific thing. I want high interest checking. I want cash back checking.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you do that, you get a new response that you probably weren't getting 10 years ago. And you see, okay, well, I've got these products to pick from. And so product drives it. That's why, like, if you look at the Kasasa products, and we're trying to teach the institutions that work with us that this is the way to compete, because, like, a typical Kasasa account holder, their accounts are going to pay almost 39 times what a mega bank pays in interest.
Wow.
The typical Kasasa institution right now pays over 2% interest if you make your swipes and if you use your debit card, mm-hmm. you adopt statements, you do these behaviors. It's an enormous difference.
Totally.
And so if you can do that on the checking side and attract consumers with high cash back rates, mm-hmm. and then on the lending side, we've just announced a new loan product that allows someone quite simply, this is partially where the take back banking came from, is we created a product that has a take back feature inside the loan. Okay.
What do you mean by that? Take back feature. Can you expand on that?
This is the best loan ever. I'm totally biased because I love the company, but I've been involved with it so long. I'm just telling you that this lending should have always been this way. Here's the way it works. So if you've got a 5-year car payment, right? 6-year car payment, and your payment's $400 a month, and you decide to pay $500 a month. Well, traditionally, that $100, that extra principal, just sort of gets applied, and you can never get it back. And so, consequently, American consumers do not overpay their loans as rapidly as they can because they're afraid that if Timmy next door hits a baseball through my window, I've suddenly got to come up with $500. And most Americans don't have it, right?
Right. So scary.
They keep this little rainy day fund, and unfortunately, they also keep their debt. And so what we did is we created a take-back feature. So what happens is when you pay your extra $100, let's say you've been doing it for a year, now you have a new line item in your loan called your take-back balance.
Right.
And it will show $1,200 because you paid $100 a month for a year. And if little Timmy hits his ball through the window, you click a button in the app and it puts the money back in your checking account. You don't have to go through re-underwriting.
Wow.
You don't have to ask anybody. If you want to go out and buy a new pair of shoes, if you just want to go on a vacation, spur of the moment, you don't have the cash, go ahead and hit the button, take the money out. It'll be in your account either that day, the next, you know, whatever the ACH rules for the bank are, it could be that day. Or if it's a correspondent bank on the same network, it'll probably take 3 days.
Right.
So it's your money. And you can only go back up to your amortization schedule. But anything you've overpaid, which is fantastic, right? It encourages consumers to get out of debt while at the same time having no downside risk to handing that money over.
Right. Wow, that is super slick. Oh my gosh.
I know, it's incredible. So we just rolled it out. We actually just rolled it out at the end of last year and went general availability starting in January. And last week we won Finovate Spring with the product last week.
Congrats. Well done, sir. Well done. There's a lot of competition there. So congratulations.
Yeah. Yes, it's awesome. We're super excited about it. But that's the way that we think community banks and credit unions should be competing, is by offering something better. You can't just say, I'm local, do business with me. You have to say, I'm local, I care about the community, and I happen to have the best darn product.
Exactly. Well, I'm hearing more and more about customer experience, member experience, and this certainly falls into that category big time. Because if little Timmy is out there in the front of your house and he does something like you, what you're talking about, that's a great member or customer experience. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'll be telling everybody about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And so we've just started a pretty hard push on the product to try and make sure that all of our institutions know about it. And the response has been really overwhelming. We tested it with a couple thousand consumers last year that were all quantitative, so not us influencing them. And then we did a whole bunch of focus groups. And 9 out of 10 consumers said, yeah, I would pick this loan over the exact same loan with the same rate any day of the week.
Yeah.
And the one person who didn't just said they didn't need a loan.
Classic.
I'm not sure they totally understood the question.
Exactly. What are you talking to me for? I don't need a loan. What's going on?
Yeah. I don't think they totally got the reason for the questioning. But
where's my free coffee? Okay. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. So what does all this mean for the future of banking? Because it sounds like this is some pretty heads up stuff here.
Yeah. So number one, we have a network of community banks and credit unions that Casas is in the business of serving, right? When we built the loan product, it took a really long time to name that feature. And I remember when we named it, we were in a meeting and that name came up, and it gives you such an emotional feeling sometimes. Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't get a take back, right? Everybody has that, right?
Yeah.
You move your chess piece. And we had invented something that would give them that ability to take it back. Mm-hmm. And so it started off in the loan product. And then once we started really playing with it in marketing, we were able to move it up to where it covers all of our consumer-based marketing. Right now, we're marketing take back banking to the institution so that they know, okay, get on board with this company. They're going to help you take back banking through Kasasa. Starting in October, you'll start seeing it in consumer marketing as well, because we want the consumers to get on board too. We want the consumers to, I mean, we're serious about it. We definitely think that the only way that the consumers can sort of vote with their feet and do something that is better for them in the community than being with a mega bank is if they have awareness about the availability. And so we are putting together campaigns that all of our institutions can use that will help serve that need.
Right on, right on. And so I assume you can go to kasasa.com and find out more about take back banking. And we can certainly put that link in the show notes and stuff. Anything else here, Keith? This is pretty, really cool. So I like how you tied in the message with the product. Very, very well done there. So anything else to add before we wrap up here?
We're excited to be able to serve the community banks and credit unions. We think this is a long-term battle for sure, to make sure that consumers understand they can get great product there. And I think community banks and credit unions serve such a vital need that hearing this message is super important for consumers.
Indeed, I couldn't agree more, sir. Thank you so much, Keith. Appreciate the time. Congrats on your Finovate win, and maybe check back down on the road in 6 months or so and see how the product's going for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. We'd love to do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks. All right, Keith. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.